Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod Season 3, Episode 16. It was recommended to me the other day that we continue this season forever, that Season 13 never ends. What do you think about that, Jamie?
Yeehaw!
Let me tell you something. We've had emails. People like to email us, telling us what they're watching, asking questions about the Box Set Pod. And yet, not one person, not one lowly person has done the thing that I asked for the last 2 weeks and shared us. All you've got to do is tweet about us and then take a screenshot of your tweet, or put it on Facebook and take a screenshot of your Facebook and email it to us from your camera roll. Do that, and that evidence of sharing, and that's it. That's all. Because people seem to like to email and chat to us, but they don't want to share. They don't want to tell other people about the Box Set Pod. And I can only come up with one conclusion to that. It's because we're embarrassing. We're the embarrassing uncles that you don't want to tell people about.
People are ashamed of us. Is this ashamed podcast that people don't even want to admit is part of the life?
Is it?
Had to come out of your podcast cupboard and admit it.
Is that what's going on? In which case, maybe we should just hang up the headphones and not bother. Start a new podcast.
Do it.
Maybe. Share us and then email us. studio@theboxsetpod.com. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 13. 16. 16. There we go. Do I sound a bit more echoey than usual, Jamie?
Sound about the same to me, H-Dog.
Okay. I did have a very large mattress leaning up against the wall in this room, which I think was making the sound a bit more studio quality. But that mattress has now been removed by my wife, who believes that things like mattresses leaning against walls aren't pretty. Need to be put away.
Where are you going to put a mattress?
Well, she put it under the bed. Go figure.
Quite a good idea.
Yeah, it is actually. I got a new mattress. Did I tell you about my mattress buying?
Is it one of those memory foams?
Yeah. Yeah, it is from IKEA.
Bet they cost a fortune.
Well, it did. But do you know how it works now? Did I tell you this story?
Well, it absorbs your body weight, doesn't it, memory foam? I don't know how it works.
You can't remember if I told you this story, can you?
No.
I went to IKEA, took the car, you know, on my own, ready to put the top down, one of the only useful purposes to a convertible car, and I got to the checkout, bought it, went to the pickup point. She wheels out what looks like a sleeping bag, rolled up. I was like, what's that? She said, it's your mattress. I said, a mattress topper. I've ordered a mattress.
Oh, you've got a topper?
That's what I thought. I said, I've ordered a mattress. Where's the mattress? And she said, that is the mattress. They vacuum pack it now.
Whoa.
Some space-age shit. You go home, you unravel it, you take out the bag, and it pops into a full-size mattress. And it was extra firm as well. It's like a brick, this mattress. And it was the size of a sleeping bag.
That's another good way to remove a dead body, actually. Vacuum pack it.
That is an excellent idea. If Dexter returns,
yes,
vacuum pack your bodies.
Vacuum pack ripper. There's an idea.
That's how much air you're buying in everything that you buy. That's how much air exists. You suck all the air out.
Well, gas out there.
Maybe a human's like the size of a postage stamp. You could just pop all your dead bodies in your wallet, walk around with them.
Yeah, ideal, isn't it?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. New bed, very nice.
There you go. What's happening in your life? How's unemployment, Jamie?
Pretty good. I've been up to, just trying to think of something. I gave the tortoise a bath this morning.
Wow.
She decided to do a a shit in the bath, which is a regular thing. I have to drop a little torpedo in there and send it in my general direction.
Do they need bathing, tortoises?
Yeah, because they don't drink water, so they absorb... You give them a bath because they absorb water through their skin. Also, because she also covered herself in whey, so you have to bathe her to get the whey off her.
God.
It's truly disgusting having a tortoise.
Useless and disgusting.
I find, yeah, I think I'm a really bad tortoise owner as well. I'm not very good at this, you know. I often forget her.
Well, you should try being me. As you know, I am a rabbit babysitter.
Oh, there must be shit everywhere.
Oh, my God. Right, we got this giant one at the moment, and it turned up to us, and the giant ones, they're too fat, and they can't clean themselves properly, some of them. And it had, like, matted poo all around its backside. And it took us a day to figure out how to get it, because it's so distressing for them. But then, like, having the poo is distressing, but cleaning it off is distressing.
Oh.
So one of us had to wrap it in a towel and pick it up with gloves on, while I, using warm water and my fingers, worked through those poos, worked them out. And one clump, the size of a golf ball, took about 10 minutes just to soften it up and gently pull it from that fur.
Oh, you know, my 3-year-old niece, I was round at her house, my sister's house, and my 3-year-old niece, I was upstairs looking at her toys in her bedroom, and then the niece went for the toilet, and she was like, I need a poo, I'm having a poo. And I was like, I'm not cleaning up baby poo. I had to scream for Jessica to get upstairs and do some bum wiping, because I am not, that's not my child.
There is a line drawn in there that when we go and see our friend who's just had a baby, it's like, look, we'll hold her, but the minute something stinks,
the minute it starts leaking, it's your responsibility.
It's yours. That's your duty. My neighbour is a childminder, and we put in some new fencing between the two houses last week. And I came outside and I said to her, she was over the fence. I was like, does the fence smell to you? Does it smell? Has it got like a smell? She goes, like, what? What of? And we're both there sniffing the fence. And I want to say, it smells of shit.
Oh.
And I went, does it? And she said, is it poo?
Oh.
I said, yeah. And she said, I've just had to put a massive bag of nappies in the bin. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
And it was the poo cloud from the bin was drifting over the fence. You know, it was filling the outdoors. That's how stinky babies' nappies are.
It's disgusting. What a world we live in.
What a world.
Incidentally, tonight, I'm very excited. I'm going to watch The Big Lebowski at a cinema.
Are you?
Yeah, very excited. It's never. I've never seen it on a big screen, so...
How much ganja weed will you be able to smell in that audience?
There'll be a lot of bong action. There'll be a cloud of dope.
About a stoner, and there's going to be loads of people like you, sad people, unemployed in the mid-30s, who are still holding on to The Big Lebowski and the recreational drugs that comes with.
The dude abides.
We've got things to deal with on the box set pod. We'll get Ben on doing the chart again in a moment. We're going to pick a winner today for the Entourage box set. Is this the last in the series? Are we actually going to end series 3 here? Oh, Jamie, you're coming in and out. What's going on?
Oh, it's just my red light was on my mic for some reason. Have you got me now?
What do you mean the red light was on?
Well, on the USB.
Boring. Did you
device.
Push a button? Is that why?
No. But sometimes the red light comes on. It's like it shorts or something, and then it drops the connection. I don't know why it does it.
You are quite loud compared to this is boring. Will we pick a winner?
Let's pick one. Jeez, we've been trying to sell this Entourage, give this Entourage DVD away.
Sell.
Quite a
while. That's what we should have done.
We should have sold it, really.
Oh, should we give it one more week and see if anyone wants to bid for it?
Why don't we auction it off?
If you make a donation to the box set pod, right, keep the podcast going. Some podcasts say have subscription. Some people ask you to buy merchandise. We auction off free stuff that we're given, which is highly illegal. No, let's not. Let's just give it away. You've gone again. Jamie's disappeared.
You got me again.
There you are. There you are. The hell? I think you've gone again.
Hello.
There you are. What's going on?
Oh, no, it's fine now, but I think the connection's just a bit loose for some reason.
Oh, sort your machine out, man.
All right. I'm with you now, though.
You are, yeah.
Let's do it then. Let's give it away.
All right. Well, should we do it at the end?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Keep him hooked.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's get Ben on in the algorithm department again.
Well, I'll do some news first, some just quick bits of news before we move to the charts.
Okay.
Very briefly, go to the boxsetpod.com/news. It's all there. The news is there. The latest trailer is there, in fact, for The X-Files, The Return of The X-Files. We released a trailer for The Return. It arrives in January, and it's an excellent promo. You can watch
it
now.
Is it excellent, or does it look like every other X-Files?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, pretty much the same, Howell. You've got Mulder paranoid, you've got Scully doubting him, and you've got Agent Skinner, who's back, but has also got a beard this time, which is exciting. So, yeah, check it out. The trailer's there. I mean, we're all going to give it a go. We might get bored again. There's only going to be 6 episodes of this series, though, so it's not going to be a whopper.
6?
Yeah.
This is America. They're not going to do 6 episodes.
Well, I think they're just testing the waters. If it goes down a treat, they'll commission it.
That's all Duchovny. Well, no, Duchovny would have signed up for as many as possible. But
Duchovny signed up for anything. Duchovny used to be on the Red Shoe Diaries, which was an excellent TV program about erotica. Also in the news, Lethal Weapon will be getting a TV reboot. Fox are involved. They're taking it to the small screen. There's no news of whether Gibson and Glover will be involved at all, but from what I'm hearing, they're going to try and get a brand new buddy cop duo to take the roles. They did try and bring it back in 2011 with Chris Hemsworth, but that didn't actually work out.
What
and
next?
It'll be interesting.
Beethoven? Have they brought Beethoven to the TV yet?
I think they might have already done that, Howell. How did you miss that? I've got this. You'll like this, though. And this might actually entice you, Howell.
Yeah.
The executive producer and writer behind the new Lethal Weapon TV show is Matt Miller, the creator and writer behind Chuck.
Oh,
check them out.
Also, big news this morning that I've received on my email is that... I can't find it now on my email. Is that... Zachary Levi, here we go. Zachary Levi has not ruled out a Chuck return, though he is suggesting that they make a film every couple of years, because getting the whole cast together for 6 months to film a series is virtually impossible. And if, Jamie, if you could be bothered getting off your high snobby horse and watching some Chuck, then you would be as excited as I am by this news.
Well, you know, I'm currently in need of a new TV show.
Do it.
I do need a new one.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you just do it?
Well, I might do, but there's a lot of stuff returning. See, it's the fall schedule has come in America. All the shows are returning. So you've got Homeland back, Downton Abbey, of course, back in this country. The Good Wife is back. I think The Walking Dead is not far off returning.
Look, I'll give you the
well.
Good Wife and The Walking Dead there, but the other two, honestly, they don't beat the love that you will develop for Chuck. Just watch it. Just do it. It's right up your street. It's like, I don't know, it's like The Big Lebowski meets X-Files. Somewhere in the middle there.
Also, I'll tell you what's returned as well. You know, the French version of The Returned?
Yes.
That second series has actually happened. It's like 3 years since the original series by the French people, and they've actually made a second series now. That started as well. There's a lot of good shenanigans going on, Howell.
Wow.
Lastly, in the news department, So the Serial podcast last year took the world by storm. 68 million people downloading to hear the potentially controversial true murder story.
Have you been listening to Undisclosed, the latest one?
Oh, is it back?
It's back. It's the Rabia Chowdhury, or as she says. We'll talk about this in a minute. It's the bunch of lawyers, basically, going through the Adnan case, and it's happening in real time, and it's great. It's like fine tooth comb. It's not got the same finesse and simplicity that Sarah Koenig has got. This is like listening to three lawyers go through like clause 42B of it's nonetheless it's like just compelling.
So this is still on the Adnan Syed case?
Yeah, and it answers some of the questions that Sarah Koenig had unanswered, or it dispels some of the stuff that she decided, and it's very good, very good.
But he did do it, though, really, didn't he? Did it?
No, I don't think he did.
Anyway, they're going to be making the Serial podcast into an actual TV show. Wow. Writer duo Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the team behind 21 Jump Street. They've also done Last Man on Earth, really good comedy. They've signed on to produce a television adaptation of the making of the podcast. So it's not going to be about the murder case. It's going to be about how the podcast was developed, how was it made, and concentrating really on the characters of the Sarah Koenig and the others involved in making it, and American Life, the producers behind it. So
if there's any film people out there or media students who want to do the same thing but for this podcast,
I'd just say
we are absolutely up for that.
If anyone wants to
film the making of and talk about the making of the Box Set Pod, that will go viral.
I will even star as myself in the show. I will need a body double for the sex scenes.
What about
for the penis close-ups?
What about you do like Tom Hardy in Legend? What about you play me as well?
I'll play you slightly effeminate. Yeah,
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, we should probably just do that, actually. No one else is going to. No one else is going to watch it, but...
No, that requires effort that you don't have, but it's an open invitation. Whoever wants to make a documentary about me and Jamie making this podcast, the time is right to do it. I can't begin to tell you how good that will be. I literally can't begin to tell you. So Rabia Chowdhury introduces herself, right? And she's got a full-on American accent, but she goes into the accent of her name. And I want to discuss this. So she says, "Welcome to Undisclosed, exploring the case of Adnan Syed. My name's Rabia Chowdhury." And, right? And some people do this. They say their name in the accent of their birth, and I'm wondering whether I should do this now. Welcome to the Box Set Pod. I'm Howell Evans, and this is Jamie Atherton.
I don't understand why people. It baffles me. You have to be making a conscious decision to change your accent.
I think she speaks the language as well, so maybe it's like a brain thing, a little bit like John Barrowman, which we've discussed before, going into his Scottish. But he doesn't go, "Hey there, my name's John Barrowman," every time he does something, does he?
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
It does annoy me, though.
Yeah, yeah. I've just received a message from our a chart department saying that he is in a very noisy place and can't do it at the moment.
Jeez Louise.
He kicked off last week because we ambushed him and took
him
out.
He's a prima donna.
He is, isn't he? What next? Could we get a trailer? Should we see if the internet department is as picky?
Get him on.
Let's get the internet department on. This is head of website. Head of internet. Here we go.
Yeah, essentially.
See if we can dial him up.
Quite a character.
We've also not spoke to Fife in what seems like a long time.
I suppose he has got a child now. Might be part of the reason.
Part of the reason is we haven't rung him.
Oh, yeah, there is that. Yeah. Can't forget that.
But, yeah. Maybe here we go. Here we go.
It's ringing.
Calling the internet department.
Come on.
Hello.
Is that the internet department of the Box?
I'll put you through to one of our many workers if you need.
Can you put us through to Adam in the internet department, please?
All right. Yeah. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
was trying to mimic the sound of a busy department there, but I have literally no idea what that sounds like.
How do you mimic the sound of a busy department?
I have no idea. I gave up on that.
Yeah. I want to do an impression of Adam.
Walking through my actual office to get outside then, yeah.
I want to do an impression of Adam now, doing the noise of a busy department. Are you ready?
a lot of shouting. A lot of mumbling. In an internet department, anyway. Not a lot gets done. You'll see from the complete lack of new content on your website so far.
Yeah. I mean, you've been at the job for 2 weeks, and I mean, I've noticed there's a search bar on the website now at the bottom.
Yeah, great. Good work with that.
Yeah. I thought I'd try and make it in some way useful.
That is Jamie levels of work, that.
Yeah, in fact, James actually sent me quite a lot of work to do.
Would you believe? Yeah, I did exactly. Very well. I've created a glossary, haven't I, Adam?
You have, yeah. One of the ideas we had was to try and keep a track of what you're talking about on the pod so that people can see, you know, if you've already expressed opinions or made recommendations without having to go back and listen to hours of you chatting on.
Yeah.
And, Jamie put literally some effort into sending that to me.
Did he?
I was at a bit of a loose end. I am at a lot
in
of
September.
And I actually went through a lot of the pods and just worked out what shows we talked about and what we thought of each of the shows. A lot of the time it's I've got an opinion in how it goes, I haven't seen it yet.
I have noticed a theme on that. I've started to try and pad out a little bit of the stuff that's in there, so I'm probably about halfway through and trying to put something more useful in than Jamie writing 50 times Jamie likes it and Hal can't be arsed watching it.
I would hang on. Let's just clear something up here, right?
Except for Chuck.
I think that my levels of TV watching is probably 10 times more than the average person. I am constantly watching something. The point is, it can't come close to the number of hours per day that Jamie is gnawing through.
Jamie really does have. He's created something. I don't know. It's a special attribute, really.
Isn't it? Just the amount,
like, he manages to watch 28 hours a day of TV.
Hey, I'm watching TV right incredible. Now, guys.
Are you really?
What? Am I going to have an entry for Bargain Hunt? Cockhead TV.
I'm on season 4 of 24, right? And I started that at the beginning of September. So in September, being as this is October the whatever 4th or something, in September I've watched 72 hours worth of 24. Plus,
you're not even enjoying it.
I you know what? I think I have to admit that I am enjoying it. I just think it's.
Not really.
Can I discuss one moment in 24? Right. Which this may be a spoiler. All right. In fact, I suppose it is a spoiler. So, end of season 2. This is a spoiler. Skip forward 2 minutes if you don't want it ruined. The premise of season 2 is that it's a viral thing that's being released into Los Angeles. It's always Los Angeles because they've got to be within 5 minutes driving distance of one place. Los Angeles.
24-hour drive, damn it!
Yeah, exactly. So, and it all builds up to the point where obviously Jack is in a school with this canister and it is going to be set off. There's a timer on it and a little thing is going to pop this vial and it's going to set off this unbelievably deadly virus. And Jack, and the culmination, it's not the end of the series, but I'd say 2 episodes before the end, a highly dramatic moment is where Jack legs it round a school and he's just chopped someone's arm off to get this off them as well. He's running through the school and he finds the staff room. The music's building up. Dun, 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 dun. 3, 2, 1. And he pops it in the fridge and shuts the door. And he goes, in the fridge. The world is saved by the staff room fridge. And you just see all it. And I could just hear Jamie's voice in his new job as a teacher in this school going, oh, that was my bloody sandwich, you know? It's the least dramatic end to a massive... And there's moments like that that they know it's funny. Kiefer Sutherland knows that it's funny. Yeah. And that's kind of why I love it, is that it is knowingly so committed to this action, the thing that isn't going to pay off for 24 hours and everybody knows it, but they keep it going with these little twists. But yeah, that is...
You're enjoying it now as a spoof of itself.
I'll say that to sound cool, but do I actually... Yeah. I obviously do care about now the millions of people that might be hit by the nuclear warhead on the East Coast if we don't stop it in time.
Right, okay. Is it true? I've never watched it, but is it right that actually each hour of it is only sort of 45 minutes?
Yeah, because the ad breaks.
For advertising purposes. So in fact, 24 is 18.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Right, yeah. They kind of lost me at that.
Well, people enjoyed saying that when it first came out, but actually it does make sense because the 5 minutes of ads... The world carries on while you're in the ad break.
So, oh, okay.
So they might go, and this is the other funny thing.
That's when he goes for a piss and stuff.
Well, yeah, sometimes...
You just miss the down moments, the commutes and the toilet visits.
Yeah, and literally sometimes somebody will say, we've got to crack the code, and they go, how long's it going to take? And they go, about 5 minutes, and then it cuts to the break.
Oh, no.
As long as these messages.
Yeah, and they come back and goes, I've cracked the code. But it is good. I mean, Kiefer Sutherland as well. Have you ever seen the documentary of Kiefer Sutherland being the tour manager for that guy, for the musician?
No.
Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
We've got an internet department. I'm going to send you this video, right? And this has got to go up. Kiefer Sutherland is a bit of a crazy
loose
guy.
Cannon. Yeah.
And he just loved this artist so much that he was his tour manager, went like round the world on a tour with him. And I've not watched it. I've just seen clips yet. And I'm dying to watch it. And there's this amazing clip where he's just wasted.
What a great insight
party.
From Howell on the podcast. Things you haven't watched.
He's just wasted at this party. And do you remember the finest moment, I think, of Elf, starring Will Ferrell, is when he's trying to put the star on top of the tree and he just leaps up into the tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kiefer Sutherland does that in real life whilst drunk at a party. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I'm going to send you that.
We'll get that clip on the website soon, then.
So what else can we expect from the internet department? What are you working on? And what's the team working on at the moment?
I've got them, like I say, working on the glossary. Working on, you know, doing something with that homepage. It looks like a couple of right amateurs basically said, I know, we'll have a website. What goes on a website? I don't know. Let's make people just review us.
Hey,
because that's what people want to come and do.
In 2014.
Straight away, let's give a whole page to making people review us. So I'm going to just kind of tidy some of that up. You know, it'd be like the equivalent of starting a podcast every week with just please like us more. Please tell other people to like us more. It would get irritating, wouldn't it?
Big shout out to...
Yeah, put some actual engaging content on there. So
big shout out to
Marcia,
by the way. Marcia in Canada, who was the one who told us to make sure we have a big review thing on the front of the website.
Yeah,
big shout out.
Marcia.
Thanks, Marcia.
We look like fools. Hey, Adam, can
you... Yeah, it could definitely do with... Well, I would go as far as to saying a logo would do it.
Yeah, a logo.
Because I'm not sure what's on there at the moment counts. So that's something that's on our when we have a big brainstorming session. We've you know, scribbled that up on the whiteboard. You know, we'll be working with some top class designers. I do have Photoshop CS2 on my laptop at home, so maybe I'll knock something up. Or maybe MS Paint. I don't know.
Hang on a minute. We've got a logo. What the hell's wrong with the logo?
Well, you know, it doesn't look very good, Howell. In all honesty.
Wow.
Have you looked at it recently?
I think it stands out. I think when you're looking at a list of podcasts,
it needs something more glossy. It needs to look more jazzy. There's something missing, you know.
It's lacking a little bit of character. It needs to reflect, you know, your brand aims and all that. It needs a bit more character.
What do you mean the brand aims? It's a box set pod.
I don't know, actually. We need to talk about this. What on earth is the point of you? You know, it's
what is the point
a wider conversation, really.
I don't think we should have this conversation until we're drunk.
We'll take this one offline. Where are we up to in the pod right now, by the way? Has Jamie done his news?
Yeah, he's done the news.
News is done.
Okay.
You're replacing Ben.
Have you made any lunch on the pod this year?
I had my eggs before the podcast, and you know when you make a runny egg and then you open it and it's too and there's still a lot of like placenta bobbing about.
It's a bit bit lively.
What do you do at that point? Because I just like to eat it.
I mean, I guess it's a sliding scale, isn't it?
Could I get salmonella?
I like a runny yolk, I do.
Well, I am enjoying my eggs, and I was under the impression that they were very good for you and low calories. So I've been eating two a day since we quit. And then someone told me actually the yolk's quite fatty.
Yeah, someone's going to come and have a word with you about cholesterol.
So healthy. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's about four times your cholesterol recommended intake. Oh, balls.
Damn it.
You know, if you type into YouTube Kiefer Sutherland, it auto completes Christmas tree after it.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. You know that's good then. That's
funny. Mm-hmm. But it does look like an awesome documentary, and he seems just like a really nice guy who likes to, you know, get wasted, basically.
He's actually refused to do another 24 series. They offered, or he ruled it out anyway, so he wouldn't do it. So.
Well, he's just done one, hasn't he? They've just done one.
He's not doing another one.
This time last year, I think, they were filming, weren't they? And it's out now, 24, season 7. But this one is 12 episodes long, the last one. And obviously it's 12 episodes because Kiefer didn't want to do 24. But he says the reason
is... Is it called 12, then?
No, it's called 24, but there's a lot of flying. It's like a Europe one. And... he said what they then do is they'll get on a plane and they'll cut forward the duration of the journey, and that's how they've cut out the 12 hours, which is clever. And get this,
that's brilliant.
Co-starring with him in the final series is the one and only most beautiful woman in the world, Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck.
Actually, this is something that I was going to float as...
you're not allowed to float it unless watch it first.
I was going to suggest, and possibly your readers listeners could let us know, is putting on a special sort of charity page that is Howl's Chuck Swearbox.
Yeah.
So that every time you want to shoehorn and crowbar Chuck into a conversation about any other TV series in the world, you have to pay a small nominal fee to a charity. Maybe, a guest can nominate a different one every month.
I've got a better idea.
We'll do a little just giving page on the website, something like that.
Let's turn that round. Let's turn that round. Every time someone gives me a tenner, I will not mention Chuck for a whole podcast. All right?
Oh, what?
Deal. Done. That's the deal.
I don't think you'd do it. I think you would break that promise.
Pay me to shut up. And I will.
We can crowdfund this, people. She's going to set new records.
You can see the headline
just
now.
Just pay us to get rid of the pod.
Biggest.
That will be a job well done.
Let's try and get Ben on.
Go on, I was just going to say, I am now late for another important meeting with the rest of the internet department.
My
paid employment. Yeah. So,
let's see if we can get the chart department on.
Get the chart.
The algorithm department. I don't think he's going to talk.
He's got the
algorithm that's on. Right, that algorithm department makes us internet department people look pretty much like healthy outdoors types.
Pretty lame.
I think it's time to have an interdepartmental basketball game.
They are the actual people who are watching the Big Bang Theory all the time to make sure that it's always inevitably top of your new super algorithm chart.
That is true. Right, I don't think algorithm department's going to pick up, I'm afraid.
Balls.
Yeah, he's very delicate. He's very specific about where he can do things, and he's in a noisy place at the moment. So.
All right, should we go through the top 10 then?
But let me just say, with our algorithm department, when he says I'm in a noisy place, it probably means he's working on an amazing top secret project with Kiefer Sutherland or something.
And in no way will he just be near a toddler in his home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, give... that's all right. Any time. Next time, let's talk about some TV stuff, right?
Yeah, good idea.
Let's all do right. that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Magic.
What are you watching at the moment, in one sentence?
The Good Wife, still.
Very good.
On season 5 now. There's 2 more, though, after it, which aren't on Netflix yet, so we need to think about what to do next.
Well, Chuck
it gets good.
Coffee pop.
There you go, swear box. Right, gotta go, guys.
Bye. There you go, the internet department there.
Let's do the chart, and let's then give away this Entourage box set.
Okay, all right. So the chart this week, at number 10...
Yeah,
I'll tell you who hasn't made it into... Oh, no, we'll do that at the last. Heroes Reborn is at number 10.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's a bit naff, though, but I've not watched it, so it would be wrong to comment further.
At number 9, Outlander.
I've heard this is excellent. It's on Amazon Prime, isn't it? And it's meant to be brilliant.
What's Outlander about? I've watched or know a lot about everything else in the chart, but can someone... come on and represent Outlander for us in season 14. Come on. Studio at theboxsetpod.com. At number 8, it's Suits. Oh, yes.
I didn't realise Suits was this big. It's pretty darn popular, isn't it?
It's massive, Jamie. Have you watched it yet?
Yeah, I didn't like it that much.
How much did you watch?
Probably 5 episodes, actually.
Did you?
Yes. All right. Got through a few.
House of Cards is at number 7.
Okay, good.
Still raining high there. Are you typing? What are you typing?
Not at all.
It sounded like you were typing.
I was checking out what score Outlander gets on IMDb. It gets 8.6.
Wow.
That's very good.
Look at that. Grey's Anatomy is at number 6 this week.
Never watched it.
There you go. I've watched a bit of Grey's Anatomy.
I'd like a bit of a medical drama in my life, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, Quincy. I'm almost over Quincy now, so I could move on. South Park is at number 5. You know what I watched yesterday?
What?
Currently on Netflix in the UK. I think they've done a deal with Paramount because there's a couple of Paramount films on there. I watched the Matt Stone
Team America.
And Traper, Team America.
Oh, yes.
Do you know, that for me is almost a perfect example of what creative freedom can do for people. You know, it's if it wasn't a comedy, that would be considered as almost a perfect film. They managed to take, you know, beauty is the word. They managed to take puppetry and make it look bad, but with it being awesome. Comedy that's brilliant. The music, as a musical, it's phenomenal. And as a political statement, it's actually probably the most accurate sum up of the whole war on terror thing that exists. It's phenomenal.
Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. And if we don't obey them, we'll never pay that bill.
It's the next bit that's funnier.
Freedom isn't free. And there's a hefty fucking fee. It's the way he says fucking is brilliant. Hefty fucking fee.
That and everyone has AIDS is just it's just brilliant. They are brilliant. They are what we could do if we had twice the talent and 3 times the effort. Arrow is at number 4.
God, it's popular, that
it's
show.
It's huge. The Walking Dead, speaking of huge, is at number 3. And yet again on the box set algorithm chart, which takes into account more charts than any other in the world, Downton Abbey and The Big Bang Theory are at number 2 and number 1, respectively.
Wow.
How about that? Homeland didn't make it in, Scandal didn't, and Bones didn't. Which
I think there'll be some big changes next week. I think there's a lot of shows come back, and I think the Homeland will be in there. I expect to see Homeland and maybe a few others as well. Yes. Changes will come.
By the way, thank you for your emails. We didn't mention this. First of all, Pam sent us an email.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
I'm just going to get... I'll get Pam's email up, shall I? It'll be nice.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Pam. Just catching up on the box set pod and wondered if you could do a twist on one of your previous conversation points. Rather than box sets you'd take into space, how about what box sets should be sent into space?
Yeah.
I say this, I think she means, you know, thrown away.
Ones that you hate.
I say this because, to be nice to my husband, we just finished watching season one of The Strain.
Right, okay.
Genuinely have not found a single character, including a child, who was likable. The icing on the cake was that the problem was not solved at the end of the series, and the alternative of everyone being killed didn't happen, which means that there will be another series. I also totally agree about 24, and unless you've finished it, don't bother possibly making you cross here, but we also abandoned Prison Break. Once again, the absolute beauty and skill with Breaking Bad was that they knew how to end it. Started watching the pirate box set, and as yet undecided, she says.
Well, I think she has a really good point. I've watched The Strain as well, and I have to agree, I largely agree. I quite liked it, but I agree that it was very pointless and the characters were hardly likeable in any way, shape or form. And I tried to give season two a go because that's currently out, but I had to give up on it. So, Pam, spot on with your...
Pam, about Prison Break and like 24, my point with those things was that they were really lent themselves to watching them once a week. When you put them back to back at series that are that long and that really work on the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's just too many cliffs. You go to bed feeling like you've hung off a cliff all night, and that's the problem.
You've got cliff lash.
And as for endings, this is something we come back to a lot. Not ending the central question is really annoying. You know, and this is something that Chuck fans will know about, Swearbox, is that Chuck goes on and on and on. That's a very long series. But they do create a change to the central question at the end of every series. So you do get a kind of overall resolve, although it becomes something else. And that annoyed me with The Affair, starring Dominic West.
Yeah, that's come back as well. That's season two starting.
Did you watch all of that?
I really like it.
Because it was essentially a whodunit, and at the end of the series, we're none the wiser whodunit.
Yeah, and I get that. I do get it, but I don't feel like I needed to know at the end of series one who did it. I feel like I was invested enough in the characters. I know Adam slagged off The Affair.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, the internet department.
And he didn't like it at all. But I genuinely think it's a really good show. I love the different perspectives. I love seeing the different viewpoints they have of same events happening, you know, the characters. And I really enjoy that process and that kind of... Even though it's a gimmick, it's a really good gimmick. And I'm still hooked on The Affair. I don't know why people really don't like it. But
I mean, I'll go back. I will watch season two, but... It's more, I think Adam's problem with it was just having a complete lack of empathy for those people and just not liking the characters, really. Which I do agree with. We did spend a lot of time watching it going, well, it's your own stupid fault. Why should I care about this?
Yeah.
But it's worth it for Fiona Apple's theme tune.
Oh, yeah. You like that, do you?
Daddy, and they made me. It's so good. It's like that, and it's up there with my favourite TV theme tune, I think.
Really?
Box set theme tune, yeah. No, I don't even. Oh God, I nearly said something awful. Then I'm not going to say that. Okay, next email. We were also talking last week. I was talking about how you watch it. I was talking about Apple TV and all of that.
Yeah.
And we received an email entered at the on the form at theboxsetpod.com. And Kevin has emailed us. Hi, Kev. Have you heard of a Roku box?
I have, actually. My parents have a Roku. Yeah.
You're cutting out again. Are you doing something special? We have lost Jamie. Really?
You got me again?
Yeah, what did you do?
I don't know. It's this connection. It's just, sometimes it's a bit crap, but it should be fine.
Now TV boxes are powered by Sky, so the content you receive from them is limited, and that makes sense, yes. However, the box itself is a Roku box. It opens you up to more features that Sky don't allow with Now TV, for example, Netflix and Google Play TV, and you can get the Now TV app on Roku. Have you? So that sounds like wise choice.
That's there. A really good point. Yeah, my mum and dad, they've got a Roku box, and they keep talking about how good it is and how that's the way forward. And it didn't cost them much either. It was only about 80 quid.
There you go. Well, Apple TV's 90, and I still prefer that, having not used the Roku box. Have you heard of Kodi XBMC?
No.
Kodi.tv. It's a software that allows you to play any media file you may have.
I feel like, is this illegal?
And because it's open source, anyone can write programs for it.
Like, it feels illegal.
Stream TV shows and films instantly after they've aired it in any country.
Okay, this is feeling illegal right now.
It has a lot more content than Netflix because it comes on Kodi immediately. Okay, an example of this was Scream, the TV show, Mr. Robot, both not on TV in the UK yet. Yeah, but I have seen season one already as they finished airing in America. FYI, Mr. Robot is amazing. Oh, we've lost Jamie because he's got too excited with his box, I think.
Kevin, we're going to have to pass your details on to the FBI. There's no way we can continue this conversation. But I have heard that Mr. Robot is amazing and I will watch it when it is legally doable.
He also says, I have Kodi installed on my Raspberry Pi and permanently connected to my TV. Kev, this will be used in evidence against you. If this email is not worthy of the free Entourage box set, then I'm not sure what is, says Kevin Starr. Kevin, an email that was less litigious might be worthy of it. No, Kev, thank you. And I am sure, Kev, that what you're watching on that service is only things available to you in your territory legally.
Yeah.
Because it's up to you, the user, to figure out what is legally allowed.
Hey, we don't know. We don't know the score. We're not down with all the latest rules and official laws.
I received a message from Michael Rogers. I also received an email from Jack Connolly. Both of them pointing out an absolutely beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Last week, old Grandad Jamie pointed out to us a new phrase called a Netflix and chill.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're going.
Which is when people go round to your house and you just chill and watch Netflix.
It's the new thing. I am aware that I was misinformed, okay?
And numerous people, not just those two, numerous people got in touch with me personally as well to say, hey, guys, just listen. This is Jack. Hey, guys, just listen to the pod now. Just so you know, Netflix and chill means sticking on Netflix, and as you guys so eloquently put it, Jamie put it like this, plow. I think you said plowing in reference to sexual intercourse.
Well,
week.
You know what? I mean,
so it actually means inviting someone over and having sex.
So let me get this straight. People, what they do is they'll invite someone over, they'll put Netflix on, and then they'll start having sex with Netflix on. Yeah. Is that? I mean, what kind of a world are we living in today? We're taking the binge-watching scene and destroying it and eroding it with horrendously sexual connotations.
But you did say there was a full festival that happened. So
well, there's 21,000 people turn up to a Netflix and chill sesh in Pennsylvania.
Jeez, 21,000.
Massive orgy in front of a screen.
Oh. Wow. Wow, absolutely ruined.
Anyway, it's just wrong.
Well, there you go, old man Jamie. You've been put right by the young people. Netflix and chill means boffing.
Oh.
God, that's funny. All right, so thank you. You can always email studio@theboxsetpod.com. Now, we're thinking about season 4 being a little bit different on the Box Set Pod. We are considering doing a spoilers season, right?
Yes.
When we actually make podcasts for people who've seen the series, and if you haven't seen that particular series, then you don't listen to that particular episode. I'd like to know what you think of this as a proposition. We could, of course, maybe split. We could do a regular podcast for half of it, and then you could turn off at the spoiler alert moment. We could
That's a good idea.
Create a sound effect, you know.
We could have the spoiler section, yeah.
If you think that we're spoiling the podcast by making it specific, but it just does seem that people hone in on the ones that, you know, mention the things that they love, and as a result, maybe we should do that more. And so that's what we're considering. And if so, what would you come on and talk to us about? What would you wallow in with us? Email us, studio@theboxsetpod.com. Let us know what you think of that. studio@theboxsetpod.com. Time now to decide who has won the Entourage box set.
Oh, mama. Finally. Here we go.
Okay, I've got everyone. We thought that what we'd actually do, because it's hard to pick a favourite one now. We did say we'd pick a favourite. We've put all of our favourite emails into a box, and we are spinning a wheel. I am spinning that wheel now. I want you to imagine some sound effects. I am spinning it right now. Jamie, tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Oh, hang on, we've got to do it again.
Okay, spinning the wheel once more.
That's accidentally landed on an email from Acast, the wonderful hosts. I don't think it would sound good.
Acast can't wait.
If we gave Acast... Okay, here we go.
Stop.
Boom. Oh, from the 19th of August.
Okay.
Emailed and said... I just want to check that he hasn't said that he doesn't want it. It's Chris Allen. Chris Allen sent us a huge email recommending things, and he's in the middle of he was the one who was in the middle of an Oz marathon, I think.
Oh yeah, Chris Allen, yeah. So he's the winner.
Chris, you're the winner. Now I will email Chris. I'll tell him he has won. I'm sure he'll listen anyway. If Chris doesn't want it, then it could go to somebody else in season four.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And let me tell you, it won't go to someone else who's already emailed. It'll be a whole new competition that will last the length of season four.
Oh, yeah.
We will do it
all over again.
For years.
It'd be funny if nobody actually wants the Entourage box set.
And we're still giving away in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
All right, good. I think that's it. It's been a long season, and it's been a wonderful season.
A lot of happenings, a lot of to-in and fro-in, but we'll be back with the gusto for season four very soon. A spoiler season special.
Yes. Next week we'll have a week off, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's. Jamie and I will still speak to each other next week, but we will plan season 14. Imagine that.
Oh,
imagine
sweet.
That. All right. Thank you. Email us, studio@theboxsetpod.com. Share us, you'll be straight in for the next prize. Who knows what that'll be? Could be the Entourage box set. And follow us on Twitter @theboxsetpod.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.